The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. When you don't need to worry, there'll be days like this. When no one's in a hurry, there'll be days like this. When you don't get betrayed by that old Judas kiss. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. When you don't need an answer, there'll be days like this. When you don't need a chance, there'll be days like this. When all the parts of the puzzle start to look like they fit, then I must remember there'll be days like this. Playing tricks, eh? When you don't have no freeloaders out to get their kicks, eh? Well, that's nobody's business the way that you want to live. I just have to remember there'll be days like this. When no one steps on my dreams, there'll be days like this. When people understand what I mean, there'll be days like this. When you ring out the changes of how everything is, well, my mama told me, yeah, there'll be days like this. Oh, no, no. There'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
My mama told me there'd be days like this. 'Twas the week before Christmas, and all around, the shops were full of people frantically buying. The staff at BFBS were wondering, are the Ravens doing their turducken again this year? And it's almost Christmas. Welcome to The Raven and the Blues. My name's Dave Raven. An hour of fine blues music ahead. Some would argue that's not blues, but when you hear that instrumentation, it's so Muscle Shoals, isn't it? And the rhythm section of Stax. Van Morrison, title track of the album, Days Like This. Welcome to the programme.
Boss man was so mean, I worked just like a slave. 16 long hours will drive you to your grave. That's why I'm walking my blues away. Oh, the sun gonna shine in my back door someday. I once had a car, it was painted white and black. Couldn't keep up the payment, the man, he took it back. That's why I'm walking my blues away. Well, the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Tell him about it, Brownie. Thank you.
tell a mule to get up. Elf, he'd sit down in my lap. Yes, that's what killed my old grandpap. That's why I'm walking my blues away. Well, the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. You can't plant cotton and expect to gather corn. You can't take right people and make it wrong. That's why I'm walking my blues away. Well, the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday.
Woo! I suspect the sun shining in your back door is not the same as the sun shining in your back passage, but that is Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee off the really fine Back to New Orleans album out on Ace Records of 20 years ago, I guess, and that is why I'm walking. Loads to mention on this week's programme. Let's start with Frapper. The Raven and the Blues is on Frapper now, in case you're thinking, what on earth is Frapper? It's kind of newish. I was given the idea by Tony Stider the Denison from the Roadhouse, because he's got his own Frapper map, so I started it at the beginning of this week, really. If you go to the internet site, www.frapper.com and then /Raven and Blues, you'll see what I mean, and it gives you a chance to put your name wherever you're listening to the programme on the map, basically, without advertising. So far there's about 10 people, which is great news. People have just drifted by the website, and in fact if you just go to the Raven and Blues site, which you know is at bfbs.com/rnb, that will give you the link to the map, and all you've got to do is put yourself where you are and a little flag. You can put a photograph of yourself as well if you want to, but it's not compulsory, and you can even write a message as well, which is rather sweet. The odd thing about it is, you could anywhere in the world, of course, and it's going to be lovely to see, hopefully, if you're listening in Belize, the Falklands. I'd love to have one down in the Falklands. If you're listening, please make an effort and put your own flag for the Falklands. Be the first one there. And, of course, there'll be the usual little row of flags, I guess, along the Costa del Sol and across all areas of Cyprus, too. But the thing you'll find when you go there is the maps are tremendously detailed for America and also for England. So I know, for instance, that one of the listeners is living in Walnut Grove in Texas, which is, I mean, right down to you can sort of find the position on the street. It's that good. But if you go to Australia, for instance, where somebody's already put a flag, you click on Australia and there's nothing there. It's a complete empty land. The same with Cyprus. You can see the Eastern Sovereign Base Area and the WSBA, but that's all. So you're going to have to know exactly where you're living. Even Germany doesn't have the locations, but if you're in the UK or America, it's great. Anyway, I'd love to see the little flags popping up over the course of the next week. That's frapper.com, but go to the Raven and the Blues site and you'll learn everything about it there.
My mind is troubled and I can't be satisfied. Somebody stole my baby and they left me here to cry. I felt kind of funny. I got home from work, she wasn't there. You know, I felt kind of funny. I got home from work, he wasn't there. Yes, I searched the whole neighborhood. She couldn't be found anywhere. I'm standing here trembling. The tears have begun to fall. You know, I'm standing here trembling. Tears have begun to fall. No, it wouldn't have been so bad if I thought I wouldn't see her anymore.
Away, the very fine Room Full of Blues, taken from their Alligator CD, Standing Room Only. I bet they're a great act to see working live. And that's the track called My Mind is Troubled. Something else to share with you, which I discovered about 10 days ago, and I meant to mention last week, but forgot all about it. And that is, if you like music, and I guess if you've chosen to listen to The Raven and the Blues, in whichever form, on FM, or as a listen again, or as a podcast, it obviously means you have a loving of at least blues music, if nothing else. There is an absolutely fantastic website called Pandora.com. So basically, Pandora as in the box.com. And it's put together, it's a music genome project. And what they've done over a 5-year period is classified them dozens of thousands of pieces of music. Not by genre, blues, soul, rock, all that sort of stuff, but by how the music is put together. It's very difficult to describe. It's easier if you just go to Pandora.com and then read about it, and then choose one album or one artist, and that artist then sort of defines your radio station, which they are about to play for you. And it's just unbelievable in the sense that I did a Dr. John, as you know, if you're a regular, I love Dr. John. And so it said, choose an artist you would like to make it into your radio network. So I chose Dr. John and it started to play. And the first track was, not unsurprisingly, by Dr. John. And then other pieces of music came through. And you can jump about 10 records forward. It needs, if you want to listen to longer than an hour, it needs a zip code because it's for America only. But if you don't live in America, don't worry. 902010 is a good zip code to use. The number of people living in Beverly Hills, mind you, must have grown exponentially. But I digress. It started with Dr. John, and then it went through, and then it played people who I'd never heard before, which is great. And they also played tracks from people who I do know about, but normally wouldn't have thought, oh no, that's not very nice. Occasionally it makes a mistake, and all you do is click on it then saying, no, I didn't like that. But as a way of listening to music, both new and old, all within just, you know, one particular type, and you can have as many radio stations, if you know what I mean, as you like. You can have a bluesy-based one, the only thing it doesn't do is classical music. It is absolutely fantastic. Strongly recommended. Give it a try. Not at the extent of stopping listening to this programme, mind you, but Pandora.com is the location where you'll find it, and it definitely is rather fine. Okay, where to now? Oh, talking of rather fine, on Northern Blues Records, taken from the album Keeping Living Music Alive, but taken originally from his CD Coercion Street, here is the fabulous Ernie Payne.
Feed 'em garbage, just enough to do the work. Give 'em answers, any foreign tongue. They are different, and we are better, you and I, and we should use them. Take advantage. That's the way it's always been. Keeping the prize in their eyes. I take their women. They are loyal and they are true. And they're full of spirit. You should hear them sing in the evening. When the work in the fields is done, whoo, they're a comfort. Take your pleasure. That's the way it's always been. Keeping the prize in their eyes. Hey, but what is the point in that? They cannot reason. It's the curse of him. Let him suffer. Let him toil and sweat and strain. It's only natural. It's the way God planned it. And as God planned it, I suckled at her breast and I learned the wisdom in her ancient song. She is righteous. She is mother. And she sang about a God whose plan included even this world gone wrong. That's the way it's always been. Keeping the prize in their eyes. That's the way it's always been. Keeping the prize.
It's a long old road, but I'll find the end. It's a long old road, but I'll find the end. Picked up my bags, babe, and I tried it again. I picked up my bags, babe, and I tried it again. I got to make it this time. I got to shake. Trust nobody. You might as well be alone. If you can't trust nobody, you might as well be alone. I got such a lonesome journey, might as well be at home.
With Mountains of Echo, off the album Woman in Blue on Vanguard Records, that's Judy Roderick from 1965, one of the unissued tracks from that original session, which was put together on this sort of extended, if you like, CD with four extra numbers, and that is Long Old Road. And before that, the great voice of somebody who I just found out this week has just been touring the UK. Not a massive tour, he was in Wales towards the end of November and things, but I missed him. Ernie Payne, taken from his really great album, which came out in 2004 on Black and Tan Records, Coercion Street, and also on the Sampler album as well, The Curse of Ham. Great stuff, and more from Ernie Payne, I think, in the weeks and months to come. Okay, complete contrast then, shall we? And let's boogie till we puke.
Well, the funny on a midnight shift. A
Some people would say that's the blues, that's rock. Some others would say that's old-fashioned fogies from the 60s, pretending to do rock. Either way, I think it fits within the remit of the programme. Rolling Stones, of course, the album came out this year, A Bigger Bang, and that is Dangerous Beauty. And I kind of played it because I'd found a website this week, and I know that for a lot of people who follow this programme, wherever you are in the world, the interest in the blues boom of the UK of the 1960s is kind of strong. And I discovered a website called eelpie.org. Eelpie is an island. See how many islands. This is Tags Island on the Thames near Hampton Court. We've got Ash Island, Ravens Island, no relation, don't own it either. There's about four or five islands between where I'm talking to you from now and Eelpie Island, which was famous because it had a great club there, famous in the 1960s. And there's a website called eelpie.org, and one of the pages in that is a wonderful history of the bands that played. And really, it's actually, they sort of talk about southwest London as the Delta area, as the melting pot. Far more than any other part of London, because it's a pretty big city, as you can imagine, as you know. But in one southwest corner, around Twickenham, Richmond, Teddington, and Eelpie Island as well, was where nearly all the bands either came from and also played. That's where all the venues were. It's a really good site. We'll put a link on the Raven and the Blues website if you want to go to bfbs.com/rnb. And also, there's an email address there now. Thanks, Chuck. It didn't used to have an email address. It's a great read. It's pages and pages and pages of history and old flyers and publicity things. Great, great stuff. Worth going if you like or want to know more about the history of English blues in the middle to later 1960s.
Make a good combo.
Make a good combo.
On the old bike.
On the old bike.
very prescient album, which came out at the beginning of this year, long before Katrina was even known about. Tab Benoit, The Voice of the Wetlands, the album which came out on Ryko Disc to raise money and also raise awareness of the potential for disaster in Louisiana. How right they were. Great album. That's called Make a Good Gumbo. I mentioned last week about how somebody had been going through all the playlists for the last couple of years of The Raven and the Blues, and I wondered who it was, sort of in passing, as you do. Howard Smith email. Thank you for your email, Howard, saying that, don't think it was me, I only went through the last 2 years. Somebody else, I think it was Cliff, also emailed and said it was probably Web Robots. Well, it's not, because the filter I've got, which sort of sorts all the data out, takes any of the robots that trawl people's websites. And so I know it wasn't that. But the other thing, it also throws the IP addresses away as well, so I couldn't work it out. But thank you for your kind email, Howard. And yeah, and there's nothing wrong with going through all the playlists. It's out of interest, really, more than anything else. Okay, where to now? From Louisiana, let's move up towards Chicago, and a fine album which came out, about 13, 15 years ago, I guess, on Epic Records. It's probably unavailable now. I'll have a look to see if I can find it and put a link on the website. But it's Muddy Waters, the album Blues Sky, and here he is with I Feel Like Going Home.
Lord,
Muddy Waters, Blues Sky, and I Feel Like Going Home. I've just been looking at the playlist for the last coming up to 6 years, and I last played this track 5 years ago. And I think it's funny because I was browsing on one of, I think it was Amazon, looking for blues records, and it really struck me then how perhaps more than any other genre, perhaps alongside country, but blues has more, I think, compilations than any other musical genre. And because there are so many, if you're sort of samplers of the blues, if you wanted to start from the very beginning, you could just literally go out and buy half a dozen compilation albums and have virtually the top 100 blues tracks. And I mention that because this track, it doesn't matter what blues compilation you buy, probably will have this track on it. I haven't played it for 5 years, therefore it's about time it got played again. It's the definitive Little Walter and Duke, and we'll play this for John Housley in Akrotiri. Thanks for your kind email, John. Can I say it out loud? Perhaps no. I mustn't say what your wife's getting for Christmas in case it was a secret. So we'll mention it after Christmas, shall we? We'll play this one for you and your wife anyway. You know, I must check it out because I've got the track on many different compilation albums and on that one too, which is just called Little Walter. But I'm sure must have different recordings of it because that one seems much cleaner than my memory has of that track, Duke Little Walter. And that's going out to John Housley and his wife. Actually, it's not a Christmas present; it's a birthday present, but it still could be a surprise. So I won't say what you're getting. And also to Chris Alexander as well. Because I met Chris at the Kelly Joe Phelps concert at the Jazz Cafe. And I think now he's a listener to the programme in Wales, so welcome to Chris and your mate who was with you in the Jazz Cafe. And there's one more thing to mention, isn't there? Oh yeah, Chuck Maddox. I asked last week about how if you listen to this programme not on FM but as a podcast, put it onto your MP3 player of choice, how if you've got to stop somewhere, like to go for a meeting, or if your journey is less than 1 hour, there's a very fine bit of software which you can get for a Windows machine, which breaks these programmes up into sort of bite-sized portions of whatever duration you choose, but I could find nothing for a Mac, and was there anything? The answer, in fact, is there isn't anything for the Mac as an application, apart from the fact that the iPod allows you to do it anyway. The trouble is, Chuck, I haven't got an iPod. The wife's got the iPod. I've got a really old Creative jukebox from the year 2000, so perhaps Santa beckons. But if you want further information about how to break your programs up into bite-sized portions, again, you'll find that on the Raven and the Blues website at bfbs.com/R&B. And whatever your topic, whether it's the music I'm playing or to give me advice and guidance, the email address is the same, dave.raven@bfbs.com.
When we first met, I didn't know just what it was. A stranger told me not to trust your love. I was so carried away, I paid him no mind. But now I'm glad I saw the light in time. Little girl, I don't care no more. I don't care what you do, I don't care no more. You've had your way from time to time. Woman, you spoke your piece, now I'm going to speak mine. The words you were saying, they were not true. I fought a losing battle, like all fools do. Little girl, I don't care no more. I don't care what you do, I don't care no more.
Marrying, it didn't seem to amount to a thing, but I've been dealing with the devil. I've been dealing with the devil. I believe I've been dealing with the devil. My woman don't love me no more. Well, now I've got the meanest woman, the meanest woman you most ever seen. She sleep with eyes picking a hand man, and she fights all in a dream. I soon to be sleeping with the devil. I soon to be sleeping with the devil. I soon to be sleeping with the devil. My woman don't love me no more. Now my mother, she said one thing. You know, and your father said the same. You keep on fooling around, son of boy, women really gonna change your name. I've been dealing with the devil. I've been dealing with the devil. I've been dealing with the devil. My woman don't love me no more. I don't do that no more. Watch. Now, baby, you know I ain't going down, you know, this big road by myself. Now, if I can't take you, I'm gonna carry somebody else. Because I've been dealing with the devil. I've been dealing with the devil. I've been dealing with the devil. My woman don't love me no more.
You know, sometimes when I'm sitting putting the program together, I sort of sit on the floor cross-legged at the slides and all the shelves of CDs, and then kind of put the program together, listen to the various tracks and try to get an order which it all kinds of makes some sense. But there are times, and this week is one of them, where it's the sum of the parts actually gets better in a way. Well, I think so. Anyway, it's really sort of come and gelled together. Two great tracks, both written by the same person. You just heard there Sonny Boy Williamson off the Bring Another Half Pint double CD and Dealing with the Devil, and before that he had a track he wrote called I Don't Care No More, taken from the great album by Watermelon Slim, Up Close and Personal. Watermelon Slim is interviewed on Blueswax magazine, I think coming up pretty soon. I know Beardo of Bandana Blues was interviewing him, was it this week I suppose, or towards the end of last week, but his album came out last year, and that's a great version of I Don't Care No More. So two Sonny Boy Williamson tracks in a row. There was another question I've got to answer, isn't there? I can't see it now immediately to hand. We'll play another record and we'll have time perhaps to get one final response to an email in before the end of the show for this week.
Change the ways, man, I just don't understand. My sweet woman, change the ways, man, I just can't understand. She's all low down and evil. I believe the devil. My good girl used to love me. Sure know how to treat a man. Now used to rock me every night. Sure know how to treat a man. Now she's low down and evil. Leave the devil. Thank you. birdie harm you, 'cause he knows his trick so well.
He will charm you, but he'll harm you.
The devil plays his trick so well. If you let a devil ride, he will take you straight to hell. I'm down on my bended knee. Good God, help me, you again. I make my woman change her way. Please, Lord, help me. She's all low down and evil. I believe the devil to blame.
Surfeits of Devils on this week's Raven and the Blues. You had Sonny Boy Williamson, I've Been Dealing with the Devil, and they're off the album which for me was one of the albums of the year 2004, Hans Tasek and his band, the CD Bridges, and the track that he wrote called Believe the Devil Took Her Hand. That's almost it for the programme this week. Bit of housekeeping. Don't forget the New Year's Eve edition of the Raven and the Blues in 2 weeks' time is going to be a doubleheader, double length. Mark Tully and I are getting together and we're just doing 2 fine hours of blues music and rock music for dancing to. So if you've got a DJ organised for New Year's Eve, give him a couple of hours off, because between 8 o'clock and 10 UK time, which is going to right up to midnight in Cyprus, it's going to mean that you can have some great party music and the DJ can come back for the chimes of Big Ben and you can continue through the night. On the first programme of 2006, therefore, rather than do it all over again as a repeat, I'm going to have a programme made up of the best of the live sets of the year. So we'll have the YOs, Cece Adcock, Kelly Joe Phelps and Catfish Keith, an hour of stuff recorded here at the studio. If you'd like to make contact, I'd love to hear from you. The address is dave.raven from bfbs.com. The website, of course, bfbs.com/R&B, and a chance to click on the links to all the artists, subscribe to the podcast and learn more, and also the link to Frapper too. That's FRAPPR, and you can put your name on the map somewhere in the world. Wherever you're listening, it'll be great to see the map gradually being populated. As I say, it's only been up for about a week now, and it's never been advertised yet, so it's rather fine to see more and more names appearing. And you could be the first, in, especially places like Falklands, Belize, one of my favourite postings if you're listening in Belize. I know it's quite a small audience there, but please put something on the map so Belize is marked. But even though when you zoom into the spot to try and find out where you are, you'll suddenly see that there's no roads or anything, but that's just the way the Google map works. That's it. Let's close with Ray Charles. Have a great week. I'll talk to you for the Christmas edition thereof in a week's time from the album The Birth of Soul Volume 3. This is The Nighttime Is the Right Time. Speak to you next week. Bye bye. Come on, baby, now.
hand, yeah, tight as you can. Honor the right time. Oh, is the right time to be the one you love now? You know what I'm thinking of. Oh, say your song, Marty. Well, you tell.